Today, Vice President Dick Cheney was at an invitation-only fundraising luncheon in Columbia, South Carolina. It was billed as a $250,000 event. Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean set Cheney's luncheon total as a goal for a four-day online fundraising drive, a goal that he surpassed this afternoon. Dean's campaign is exploiting the Internet in ways no politician has done before. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Lunch with Vice President Cheney cost $2,000 a plate, the legal maximum for a presidential campaign donation. Cheney wound up raising $300,000. This afternoon, the Dean campaign was $87,000 ahead of that.
All right, are you ready, Matt?
Okay, what do we got?
Every half hour today, Dean webmaster Nick O'Mealy has been reading new totals to Internet coordinator Matthew Gross. Gross posts them as updates on the campaign's weblog or blog.
Dean team versus Bush Cheney update. 6,004 Americans contributed. 313,995.
That's in the past what? That's right.
Okay, it's up on the blog.
The blog amounts to a constant conversation between campaign headquarters and Dean loyalists. Last week, the campaign used the blog to test this fundraising challenge. Gross posted a message about it and then watched the responses roll in.
Anonymous poster at 11:31 a.m. posts, "I'll donate another $100. Sarah from Minnesota says, "Let's do it. Bring it on, Cheney."
This is Dean's second Internet fundraising extravaganza in less than a month. Internet money made him the top Democratic fundraiser for the quarter ending June 30th, also the major candidate least dependent on wealthy donors. That catches the attention of Carol Darr, director of the Institute for Politics, Democracy, and the Internet at George Washington University. She notes that almost half of Dean's dollars come in contributions of $200 or less.
If you look at somebody, for example, like Bush or Edwards or Graham or Gephardt or Kerry or Lieberman, you know, somewhere around 75 to 80% of their money is coming from people who make $100,000 or more. And what you have is, for the first time, the Internet allows a practical way to change that. And that is a sea change in American presidential politics.
But the blog may turn out to be as important as the money. Until now, campaign websites usually have let you do two things: volunteer or give money. Significantly, Blog Central is right outside the door of campaign manager Joe Trippi at the campaign headquarters in Burlington, Vermont. Trippi said last week it's a perfect match. People have come to trust the Internet, activists want to take the initiative, and Dean is willing to surrender the usual political top-down management.
Do not get in the way of that. Let go of the will. Let those people have control of the campaign in their neighborhoods.
The campaign doesn't let go of everything. A sign at Blog Central says, "You have the right to remain on message." But Matthew Gross, the head blogger, keeps in touch with an astonishing number of independent Dean groups.
Music for Dean, One Father for Dean, Progressive Christians for Dean, Republicans for Dean, Rock for Dean, Students for Dean, Tabling for Dean, the list goes on and on.
The other main blogger is Zephyr Teachout. She's been busy setting up software so the independent groups can talk to each other.
Like, the Georgia group has learned how to be polite and effective in introducing themselves to the Democratic Party. The San Francisco group has done an incredible job with flyering at farmers markets. And so we're trying to build tools so that the independent groups can communicate best practices with each other.
Another independent but coordinated website is called Dean Defense Forces. Its subscribers monitor media coverage and can blister journalists with what one participant called nasty grams. Then there are the meetups, monthly meetings organized by an outside company. Meetup.com says Dean has 66,000 people signed up, far more than any other candidate. Last week, Nick O'Mealy, the webmaster, was clicking on photos of recent Dean meetups.
Atlanta, Georgia. Daytona Beach, Florida. Right? Austin, Texas. This is like Americans across the country meeting in small groups with people in their communities to try and figure out how they're going to make Howard Dean the next president of the United States.
A task that, if they succeed by doing what they've been doing, could remake American politics more radically than any reform bill passed by Congress. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.